Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Monday edition, back from a long holiday weekend, lots to discuss in the NFL, a busy week 12, and we've got quarterback storylines developing, and we're also going to talk about the game, Ohio State, Michigan, the stunned crowd in Columbus. We're going to have the usual shenanigans as well, too. Did you know that you use tomato sauce on your dog in a bathtub? Don't worry, it'll make sense when it comes up. We're going to have another edition of the FSRIR. We're also going to have another edition of the Prop Bet Monster, and it's in case you missed it, involving an altercation on a plane. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Monday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Well, come on then.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right.
Damn. Thought we were going to get it.
No.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody feeling?
Hey! How's everybody?
A little post-Turkey Day, four-day extravaganza. Right. How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Everybody good?
I feel fat.
Really?
Fat? Feel fed. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Jonas, did you actually eat?
Yeah, of course.
What'd you eat?
He had his ham.
No. I had. I actually went after it a little. I had some pecan pie. Had pecan pie.
Is it pecan or pecan?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, is it a pecan a bird?
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's toucan.
Toucan.
Yeah, toucan. Toucan.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Toucan right. Sam, yeah. Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But I ate a little bit, and now
that was it. That was it. That was all you ate. Was pecan pie.
You know, had some stuffing, had some ham, a little bit of turkey, a little bit. Yeah, just kind of mix and
match.
Was
it vegetarian ham and turkey?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No vegetarian.
Oh, it was meat.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm just saying, man. I don't know.
I mean, I did have some.
Was it peppers? Was it peppers turkey?
No.
We know we need meat.
There is a vegan roast out there. It's called Field.
cold roast.
I was being funny, actually. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But, yeah, no, it was fine. Everything was fine. Ate, and we were good to go. Nice little 24-hour fast today, and I'll be ready.
Back 24 hours?
Yeah, back to,
get it all
back
out?
To 100%.
All right.
Yeah, fully back.
What about
back.
You, Q? How was it for you?
It was great. I mean, it was the first time, I want to say, in over two decades, we actually got to spend it as a family together back home. And I literally think it was like my sophomore year of high school. It was the last time I can remember spending Thanksgiving at home.
Wow, that's so dope, man.
Yeah, no, awesome. it was cool. Like I brought back all my kids back to Columbus, obviously for the game. But obviously, you know, I wanted them to meet their great grandma. You know, see their grandparents and all that. It was one of those experiences that I don't think I'll appreciate enough now, but I will in the future. There's no doubt about it.
That's
indeed.
Awesome.
Indeed,
that's awesome. Now with that
by the way, how about that ass kicking Ohio State got?
How about that ass kicking?
Hey, that was probably the highlight of everybody's weekend. You coming back to Columbus/Dublin based on what that game turned into? Because
it, I mean, it was there was like a sense of mourning. I swear to you, being at that game, 17 million watched that game, which was pretty incredible. It's I think it's the largest regular season viewing of a game in 11 years, something like that. But it felt like everyone was funneling out of the stadium going to a funeral. That was the general feel, besides like the 12 Michigan fans that were brave enough and courageous enough to go out and watch their team walk into Columbus on a beautiful fall day, no wind, no weather, into enemy territory, absolutely wipe the mat with Ohio State in the second half. I mean, it was there's not many times.
Hey, man, turn that off, man.
Yeah.
Like, relax on that.
I don't mind hearing it because it's deserving.
I always mind.
And by the way, count me as one of the people who was dead wrong about that.
Hey,
I thought that was going to be Ohio State walking away with it, especially considering some of the matchups. And Michigan just outcoached them, outplayed them, out-toughed them. It was domination in the second half.
You know what it felt like? It seemed like Ohio State said, all right, we're not giving up 300 yards on the ground, so we know they can't throw on us, so let's just sell out on the run. There's no way they can beat us down the field. And then they did it once, and it was like, okay, well, that's fine. We'll let it get by us one time. And then it happened again, and then it happened a third time, and they said, all right, we might have a little bit of a problem, but no, we're still going to stop. And then they gave up that long run to Donovan Edwards, and that was it. It was over.
It was a wounded backfield, too, on top of that. Like, you didn't even have a healthy backfield.
Yeah, what Corum had two carries in that game?
Then he had to come
Edwards is very capable. I mean, he's a nice one, too.
But he
punch.
Had a messed up – his hand was messed up.
His thumb. Yeah. He was supposed to get surgery, depending on how things went, maybe this week. But I can't imagine that that's the case. I mean, obviously, they got to play in the Big Ten championship game. And then obviously they'll win that and go on to the playoff. I assume they'll win that game.
I think Ohio State may. You know, we always have the conversation about their coverage. They stay in man coverage, and their secondary is arguably probably the weakest link of their defense more often than not. And
it hasn't been that way in a while though. Like that's what's weird the last few years.
People don't go after them. People really do not go. I have not understood why people do not go after Ohio State more aggressively. I guess because you feel like if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay for it on offense. If you get a turnover, if it doesn't go the way you expected it. But I mean, I give Harbaugh credit because it was an aggressive approach. Like it's finally somebody came out and was like, "Look, man, win or lose, win or draw." We're going to go downfield. We're going to stay true to running the ball. And I thought the game plan was fairly simple. It was fairly simple. The route progressions were fairly simple. They had to cover. They had to be able to cover, and they weren't covering guys. I don't know. They may have exposed Ohio State, if you ask me.
I don't know that they exposed them. I think it was fairly simple what they did. And then when you go back and watch it, I had a chance to kind of go back and comb through it last night. Because I remember watching in real time thinking, is it that simple? If you go back to in particular the fourth quarter, because it really wasn't that bad of a ball game until the fourth quarter. It was 24-20 Michigan at that point. Obviously, Ohio State led 20-17 at the half. And what they did was they put in 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back, and they ran the football. They forced Ohio State's defense, their nickel defense, to try to match up and then really test their run gap integrity. And then when they wanted to throw the football, and you can go back throughout the game and look at this, they put in their 12 personnel, their two tight end sets, two wide receivers, one running back. And so they put in the big personnel to throw and find those matchups versus the safeties in coverage. With the exception, there's one blitz zero that J.J. McCarthy kind of threw out there, and Cornelius Johnson made a great play. But then when they went to run the football, they put in small personnel. And they were like, your small guys can't figure out how to run fit and stop our rushing attack. And that was ultimately what made the difference in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that was one of those type of games. We'll see. We'll see if it was exposure. I'll say this. Their defense, Ohio State's defense, has bailed them out the last couple weeks. The Maryland week, the Penn State week, their defense came through and helped them get a hold of the game when the offense did not get it done in terms of, you know, handling it at being a high-scoring offense. The defense wasn't able to do that this week. But I just thought that the sheer aggressiveness of how they went downfield, everybody's talking about, McCarthy. McCarthy couldn't put, you know, he's never had to throw it downfield, da-da-da. We don't know if he can – he's never had this type of test. That dude was dropping bombs on him, man.
There was also a lot of ego. There was a lot of ego with Ohio State, too. Like, no possible way that they can match throw for throw with us with that guy quarterback. We've got a Heisman Trophy candidate. We got a top three pick. And just
Look, dude, I spent a month with this team. That was all justified. I mean, outside of watching them in non-conference beat up on Hawaii and UConn and, you know, whoever else, they didn't display that. So I think the brilliance of Harbaugh was not only the second half adjustments, but the fact that they must have felt like they could do it. They just wanted to release it at the right time to do so. And this was it. So, like, you can't counter that. And statistically speaking, once they got into Big Ten play, the stats just don't back that up. Like, J.J. McCarthy struggled when they did it, and they, for whatever reason, didn't really try to do it very often. And to be quite honest, like, they didn't need to. Like, and I think that was what was amazing about it is...
That's the key.
Jim Harbaugh went back to, like, the Bo Schembechler days and was like, we're going to run it, and we're going to run it, and we're going to run it, and then we're going to throw it when we feel like we need to.
And you got to be able to play defense. Their defensive game plan was strong as well. I mean, they limited their opportunities. You know, that I think they did a fine job. And a lot of people, you know, that defensive front for Michigan, I mean, it's a serious defensive front. I mean, it's just as, to me, they're just as impressive as they were last year. So, I mean, maybe not quite as impressive, but close in some regards.
Statistically, they're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. I mean, I don't know that they have Aiden Hutchinson, but the kid with the dreadlocks, I'm blanking on his name right now. He's a pretty dope defensive lineman, man. The defensive end they have, there's no drop-off.
Mike Morris was banged up, and he didn't play as much of a factor, but the Mozzie Smith kid, their nose – that dude makes everything go. I mean, Junior Colson's good. He leads them in tackles. But to your point, like, I don't know that they've got any, you know, blaring first round, like, top of the draft picks like they had a year ago.
Who's the producer for the Big Noon kickoff games? Like, who produces it? Who's in charge of the
Chuck
camera
McDonald,
shots?
Chuck McDonald is the producer, and then Rich Dewey is the director.
All right. They did a phenomenal job. After the first Donovan Edwards long touchdown run, they just started panning to different people in the crowd, and they were in a state of shock.
Disgusted.
It was fantastic.
Let's be real about it. Like, what's the excuse? What's the excuse? Last year, it's in Ann Arbor. It's the weather. It's everything else, and you're just going, okay.
You're in the shoe. You were in the shoe.
What, you guys tell me, what's the excuse? Well,
Senior day.
We talked about it in the offseason. Oh, revenge, Ohio State. I even remember it was Texas A&M, Alabama, and Ohio State, Michigan. And we all said, man, this is going to be Alabama getting revenge on Texas A&M this year, and it's going to be Ohio State getting revenge on Michigan at home. No way they let this happen again. Michigan took it from them.
C. Wood was all by himself on his prediction. Y'all put him under.
Full disclosure. He's been that way for the entirety of his time.
He had to be.
He's been that way through years where they lost to Michigan State and they lost to Penn State, and they lost to Ohio State. Like, he's been that way forever. He's never once picked anyone but Michigan.
But it looked good. It looked good on Saturday, though.
Yeah, every once in a while.
He was the only one. Yeah, they say the sun shines on a blind dog's ass at least once in its life. I mean, that is how the saying goes.
Ah, man, that was phenomenal.
That blind dog had sun on his ass on Saturday, I tell you that.
That was fun to watch.
11-0 versus 11-0. That was a hell of a game to watch. Yeah. I would say it was enjoyable.
I think the interesting narrative behind is just, you know, if you're Ryan Day, I'll put it this way. That is the most losses an Ohio State coach has had dating back to John Cooper. But that spans over 18 years. That's the Urban Meyer tenure. That's Luke Fickell and then Jim Tressel combined. All three of those coaches, obviously Fickell only served for a year, but all three of those coaches had a combined two losses to Michigan.
Yeesh. Well,
a combined two losses.
Now the heat starts to get ratcheted up for Ryan Day.
Ridiculous. People were saying, only Urban could come back and fix this. Like this is crazy. It was crazy to me to see the responses to them losing. It was crazy. Like people really were talking about we need to get a coaching change.
Are those his only losses in Big Ten play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
That's incredible.
Like, period. At all. Because the Urban Meyer, the field goal block that where we beat him, that was Urban Meyer, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Day's only got two losses.
In Big Ten play.
Yes.
Those are some bad losses.
He lost to Oregon.
Though.
I mean,
but I'll tell you what, for people who don't understand nationally, that can be it for you. Go back and look at John Cooper's record while he was at Ohio State.
He won over 100 games.
Dude, he couldn't beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And then the bowl game thing didn't help either. But honestly, the bowl games back then become kind of what they are now, where you played a lot of guys who were going to play like the following year because the game wasn't as meaningful at that point if they weren't playing in the national or a national championship caliber type game.
Or a New Year's Day bowl. Like if you played in that second tier bowl game, dudes was just kind of like, man, next
like
year, bro. Or
yeah.
I'm off. Like I'm out. I'm out to the next level, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, you guys have said, hey, we'd rather beat Michigan and beat Ohio State than to win a national title. The response to it was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could have foresaw it going that way.
No.
I mean,
close game, right?
But yeah, maybe close game, but blow it open, yeesh, you know.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. By the way, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. It's a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. How about you show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. All right, so we're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got an FSR IR. It is a long holiday weekend edition, so lots to get to. And we've also got a preview of Monday Night Football on the Prop Bet Monster. Up next, though, we've got ourselves a situation to monitor in the National Football League. Could it be the end for one superstar player? We'll have that for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I used to work out to this.
Is this Christmas music?
This is the 50 Cent.
Okay.
This is the two quarters put together.
By the way, Iowa Sam, he's so stressed out. He said that he's going to miss the email on Christmas music that's supposed to be played. So now he's all stressed out now. What? Just relax. Everything's going to be okay. All right. Everything's fine. All right. Let's just calm down here.
These two are fighting on live radio. Unbelievable.
I understand what he's so stressed out about.
And they can only hear you. They can't hear Sam going back and forth with you. That's beautiful.
Come on, Sam. We just talked Big Ten football. You should be happy.
I did like that.
For Christ's sake.
All right. Press on.
All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
He wanted to say something different.
All right. So coming up in about in about 20 minutes from now.
Joe Dirt.
Not a great look for a star player in the world of football. So we'll get into that for you. Again, a little over 20 minutes from now.
Sometimes frustration.
Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles get it done. They continue to roll there. They get it done last night in primetime over the Green Bay Packers, who I guess you're right, Brady. Green Bay just can't really stop the run all that well. Just not really a strength of their football team at this point.
No, it hasn't been for a while there. That's a unique rushing attack to stop when you got to stop Jalen Hurts as part of it. I don't want to geek out on scheme and stuff. I love watch what they're doing. You know, it's fun to watch what Shane Steichen, their OC, and Nick Sirianni are doing. It's almost like they're bringing some of the college concepts now to the NFL. And it's seldom that you see an offense be able to do that and last and consistently be successful in doing it. And I shouldn't call it college concepts. It's just, it's things that you don't see in the NFL. You know, it's kind of unique. It's rare. And it's really how they space things. You know, they'll put two receivers on each side of the formation out wide in a stacked alignment. And they'll basically force a defense to say, okay, you either need to match up with our guys on the outside and take that away, or you have to take away our ability to run the football with the amount of defenders you put in the box, meaning around the offensive line, the line of scrimmage. And they'll do this throughout the course of a game, and it doesn't seem like it's like a big deal, but it makes things so difficult on a defense. And I'm sure, LeVar, you can speak this from playing and coaching, like, it's not that complicated, but when you're talking about a team as talented as they are, with the mismatches they can create, and then Jalen Hurts and his dual threat ability, it's a nightmare. Like, so I don't want to like harp on the Packers' rush defense last night too much, only because in general they've struggled. But that, like, Philly's just such a unique offense and a unique challenge this season.
It's all about the numbers, right? Like, you count it out. Like, when I'm doing defensive schemes, I try to count it out. Like, okay, this side has five guys. All right, this side has six guys, okay? You look at it and you say, all right, I don't really necessarily have to count the quarterback per se, but in the games that I've had to count the quarterback, it's much more stressful to say, okay, with my count on trying to figure out if I can get more guys to each side playing defense, if that's possible. So, and I'm sure this is how the defensive coordinators are looking at it at the pro level as well. What are the personnel groupings? Within those personnel groupings, what is happening to the stronger side, right? You may have, you know, seven guys to one side. And it's like, okay, are they more dominant to go those ways? Are they not? Are they going out the other side? And once you set your defenses to be able to try to do the coverage aspect of it, but also manage the run, it is difficult when you have a quarterback that can run. When you, it's like, okay, third down, we know this is a passing down. We're going to bring our you know, we'll widen out our defensive ends. We'll get them further out. We'll bring them. But if they come too far upfield, and you saw it happen last night,
yeah,
he'll come underneath you. And now that one defender that you were hoping your edge rusher would buy your linebackers time to be in coverage and then come up and make the play if he runs, it doesn't work that way because he's able to get out of there. He's so elusive, but he's athletic enough to be a running back. So it's definitely a difficult proposition when you have an RPO-style quarterback and a quarterback that not only can read the field and throw the ball, because their quick game was really clicking yesterday. Then you're able to establish the run, and they're going to beat you up inside of the tackles, which is, you know, accessing the B-gap is generally what is most important in a run attack. They want to get the B-gaps.
That was always what you told me you were most fearful of.
I mean, always. The B-gap is just – it's horrible. It's horrible,
yeah,
you know?
People accessing yours.
Yeah. 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 Access
right
the B-gap, you know? Yeah. Yeah, you're J-Goff for that. You know? I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, because it could be, man, that could be a very dark place. It could be
can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Hey, Jonas, is that a wrap for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, look, the game was kind of over. He leaves with an oblique injury, even though he's been heroically playing through an avulsion fracture on his thumb.
Heroically. I mean, he was throwing some darts. Lines. Yeah, he was throwing some balls.
But you think that's it, Jonas?
He said that if they're still mathematically alive, he wants to be out there. And he actually spoke after the game, and this was Rodgers talking about his optimism for wanting to play next week. You take a listen.
You know, as long as I check out fine tomorrow, I'll expect to play this weekend.
Oh, you think you might?
Yeah, as long as I check out okay tomorrow. Okay. And it was in the first half, and then got kind of re-aggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body. So I was worried about a punctured lung as well. So I want to get that checked out.
They have no shot at making the playoffs. They didn't have a shot going into this game. It's a done deal. And if I were don't you at some point, we got to see a little glimpse of it last night, but don't you at some point want to see at least what you got in Jordan Love? Because they have some decisions on him, right? They've got to decide if they want to pick up the option for next year. I just think at this point, like, what are we doing here? He's got a busted up thumb. He's got busted up ribs now. You're not going to make the playoffs. I know he wants to play. You paid him a lot of money. But at some point, you got to be able to see what the future does look like if this is the direction that you want to go. And I just think Matt LaFleur, who said afterwards that, look, I'm not ready to make a decision on shutting him down. What are we doing it for?
You know what this is like? You're like people who buy like a second home, like a vacation home. You know, it's like a luxury, right, to be able to have that. But there's people who buy it and then they never use it. It just sits there. It's like costing them tax dollars. It's costing them money. And like the idea of it, you're always like, oh, man. But we can go there every once in a while. And you do and you enjoy it. But you like never fully commit to it to really see what it would be like to live there. You know, it's just the idea of going there for a weekend or maybe like a week once a year. It's kind of like that. Like they're like so hesitant. And I think it's in part because how much they're paying them. I mean, you're paying him $50 million this year. It's like you're really going to, at this point, 12 games into the season, where you might still mathematically have a shot, just say, we'll just, you know, you're banged up. Let's see what Jordan Love can do. I mean, that's it's a tough pill to swallow, right? Like if someone told you, hey, you're going to dump a bunch of money into a beach home as your second home, your vacation home, where you're going to retire, but you can't use it for the next, I don't know, 2 years. You'd probably be sitting there being like, wait, why am I paying for this then? Like, why don't I sell this thing and just buy something 2 years from now?
But let me ask you guys this. If Jordan Love comes in and they do make this decision and he comes in and plays well, because he did, look, he made some throws last night.
Right out the game. Yeah. And, you know who he reminded me of? Aaron Rodgers, who came in from Favre that first game. Was it versus Dallas?
Yeah, and I think it's almost, I forget how many years to the day, but it's almost exactly the date when that happened. And it was, and they were talking about it last night because Collinsworth was actually on the call for that game as well.
What did
too.
He say about it? I didn't get to
I mean,
it.
I got to tell you, I mean, this Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's got a heck of an arm, but I mean, he's no Brett Favre. I mean, golly. But if Jordan Love comes in and plays well the rest of the season, what's the decision afterwards? Because if they decide, all right, I mean, we feel like we've got something here. Do they try and unload Rodgers? Because I don't think Rodgers is just going to walk away. Do they try and move him? Like, what's the plan if Jordan Love comes in and plays well?
I think it's going to be fascinating to see where he could potentially go. Because Garoppolo's a free agent after this year. You can't franchise tag him. So the 49ers are going to have to make a decision on him. You obviously get the situation in New York, and Mike White looked great. I don't know that they're going to view him as their long-term answer. Maybe they would be a player in all of that. The most interesting thing to me, I mean, you got teams like Houston who need a quarterback, but they'll probably look to the draft, and who knows what's going to happen there. And you could throw in L.A., and I don't know, you know, Stafford's probably done for the rest of the season. It looked like Sean McVay even got knocked out on the sidelines of
cracked.
That game as well in concussion protocol.
You want to throw Denver in there?
I was just going to say Denver. Because here's the reality of Denver. The Walton family bought it after they had already hired Nathaniel Hackett. George Payton, their general manager, who hired him. So they don't have any ties to really the general manager who was there when they bought the team, or really the head coach who was hired before they bought it.
Or the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback's a different story.
Because
you did sign him to that contract. Now, they didn't trade for him, but they did sign him to that contract. So I almost wonder if things are so bad in Denver that they wouldn't just say, where's that reset button around here? Where's that big red? Oh, there it is. Boop. And just level the whole thing. But the problem is then you're selling low on Russell, right? You've got this bloated contract he's not playing up to. Who's going to trade for that? And that's, I think, part of the difficult part of that conversation because you're not going to cut him. And again, if you're going to trade him, you know, you have to get a significant compensation in order to take on the contract and take on a guy who doesn't look like he was playing like he was in Seattle. So I think San Francisco and the Jets are the two most interesting teams. Maybe even the Giants, too, depending on how you view Daniel Jones in that situation. That'd be another team to keep in mind.
This is a winning situation for Jordan Love, though. And it's interesting because with Aaron Rodgers, if you really are looking at this from a critical eye, why even continue on if you're Aaron Rodgers? Like, get your thumb fixed. enjoy your season. Like he for that type of injury,
goodness, and ayahuasca.
And I was going to say it, but you know, it seemed like kind of like just a simple one. he can ultimately show up when he wants to show up. Like when you get deactivated for the rest of the season. I mean, what he might have to show up once a day for his treatment, but there's a chance that he says, "Well, I'm going to get my treatment here," and all he has to do is make sure that the person he's doing his rehab with is keeping in contact with the team trainer or whatever. So he's in a situation where if he decides he wants to get his thumb repaired and be done for the season, he doesn't even have to be around. He doesn't even have to be around. And I wonder if he's entertaining that, because look, most athletes, when they find themselves in a situation like this, who understand the business, it's a business decision.
Right.
And people can say, they can lie and be like, no, I'm a team player. That's not hell if you are. You're going to sit there and you're going to be like, here's what my situation is, and I can actually have an extended offseason because I can start my offseason right now. The reason why I think that this is advantageous for Jordan Love is you come in under any other circumstances than what's going on right now. There is a ton of pressure for Jordan Love to live up to the expectation of what has been the quarterback's position since, you know, obviously Brett Favre and now Aaron Rodgers.
They've had like 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play.
So, but right now you're having a struggling season, and the focus isn't on you need to be a stellar quarterback, Jordan Love. The focus is, dang, like, can he play? Like, can we get a little bit of a win here? Like, can he throw a couple touchdown passes? Can we be competitive? Can we get a couple more wins? And now all of a sudden, I mean, look at what we were just saying about Ryan Day. Like, a week ago, everybody's like, Ryan Day. Today, people are like, man, we need to get Urban Meyer back to be able to have a good season. The dude only has two losses. So the point is, Jordan Love is in a situation where all he has to do is give the fan base some hope. You don't have to go out there and try to be Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Just go out there and give the team some hope. It's actually an advantageous moment for him just because of how bad the team is doing and how they're struggling right now. And for what it's worth, that was probably one of Aaron Rodgers' best games. He was playing pretty well.
Yeah, he didn't look bad. He had the picks, but, I mean, he did make some throws.
That first pick was like the guy got hit. The hit off is like it's a deflection. Like, I'm not even going to put that on A-Rod. He was throwing some good balls. He looked like he was poised. He looked like he was trying to win the game, and he looked like he was good. Like,
I hope he was
good.
Trying to win it.
Well, you know how that goes.
He's a guy, he doesn't throw bad picks either. You know, like when he throws a pick, if it does look bad, it's probably a miscommunication. Someone fell, something happened. You know, there's guys when you throw picks, you go, yeah, this guy just doesn't get it. He's not a good decision maker. Like, he's not going to make it. And there's guys who throw picks where you're like, oh, okay, I can see that.
You mean like Carson Wentz throwing a left-handed interception last year?
Like, that was an example of, like, yeah. And by the way, now he'll make some throws to make you go, wow, you know, but then he'll make that decision and you go, wow. Like, uh-huh. It's just, I'm telling you, man, sitting in a quarterback room on a Monday after the game and you start combing through, like, other teams looking for plays, watching other guys, like, especially like Brady and Rodgers, who like everyone's always watched, you'll watch some of that and you'll just be like, yeah, I can understand why he did that, or I can understand why he went there. There's some dudes you watch, you're just like, nope. He just either didn't see that dude or he just got panicked and just threw it up there.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. All right, so coming up next, this is not a great look for a star player in the world of sports. We'll have it for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guess we're not doing Christmas music after all. Huh. Interesting. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. So that you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up top of next hour, there's a team in the NFL that's got a little bit of a problem on their hands. They've got a little bit of a problem, and it involves their quarterback. So we'll have that for you here a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. By the way, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLap.
DeLap! Guys, in case you missed this, Odell Beckham Jr. was removed from a flight at Miami International Airport on Sunday after police said the free agent wide receiver was in and out of consciousness and refused to leave the airplane when asked. His lawyer has disputed the account, saying that OBJ was sleeping and that the incident was the result of an overzealous flight attendant.
Yeah, that's an interesting one there. Because I had fallen asleep while the plane has been down on the ground. But, I mean, I think the report said they were asking him to put his seatbelt on and he kept refusing.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's where, like, the amount of time it took for you to dispute, like, saying, no, I don't want to put my seatbelt on or anything like that, just click your seatbelt. Like, for the most part, those flight attendants, they're just trying to do their job, whether the nicest of attendants or not. They're just trying to do their job. Like, just click it and or get a ticket.
Yeah.
Like,
they
didn't click it.
They weren't telling her to put a mask on. You know, it's like, just click your seatbelt. You can go back to sleep.
Go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, click your seatbelt, go right back to sleep, bro. Ain't nobody ever got removed from an airplane because they were tired and were falling asleep before the plane took off. Like, let's be clear there. I mean, like that.
I travel too much, so I've seen both ends of the spectrum. I saw a guy last night who bumped into an old lady. He was going back to get his luggage, which I'll say this. He got on the plane first because he needed extra time, supposedly. The guy was 6'4", had no physical ailment, nothing. He just had a small little lap dog with him that he had as a service dog. I may be going out on a limb here, but I'm going to go ahead and say, based on how this guy then spoke to the older husband, because after he bumped the lady, the husband said something to him that he's trying to get into it with a 70-year-old man. I was like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that guy. He's just an a-hole, all right? And he wanted to board the plane first because he had his lap dog service dog. I digress. I've seen both ends of it. You've got an overzealous flight attendant wants to prove a point in a position of power.
Yeah.
But I've also seen people who like are just unresponsive or for whatever reason just don't want to obey like what they're asking you to do. The truth's probably somewhere in the middle. It's just bad look for a dude who's supposedly going on a free agent tour right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. I'm sorry. Click it. That's all.
Yeah.
Click it. You give yourself.
Or just be responsive and respectful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I also wonder if he just wouldn't respond to any request to put his seatbelt on or to see if he did.
Because he's a star.
Well, it wasn't that. You know? Supposedly, he put the blanket up over his head.
Right.
It was asleep. That's what his agent or attorney said.
Right. That's what, yeah.
And so maybe they couldn't tell whether or not he had the seatbelt on. And if he's unresponsive, then you might have a medical emergency. It could probably be a whole different issue.
Yeah, because them headphones these days, I got them Apple noise cancelers. You ain't hearing jack S outside of what's in your headphones.
Yeah.
And somebody could be talking to you right there, and you're not going to hear them.
It's like that Cat Williams said. It was called deaf. That's what they call those headphones. Deaf. You can't hear anything.
Yeah, they are. You can't hear anything.
You want to know what it's like to lose one of your senses? Just put these headphones in your ear.
That's the truth.
Man. What else we got, Lee?
In case you missed this, during the Penn State-Michigan State game, Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford went viral for seemingly uttering the words, "We have to cover." When up big, but he wanted to cover that 19-point spread.
Interesting.
What about that?
I mean, I don't sure recall talking to his defense.
Yeah,
like, hey, we've got to cover.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't even recall this story, but that's interesting.
I mean, what do we got going on?
I mean,
there,
Sean does have a company. Shouts out to Limitless. He does have a company.
Well, I hope so.
NIL company. You know, he's maximizing.
He's 45 years old. I hope he has a company.
Indeed.
Come on. Don't do him like
that's
that.
Bad.
Don't do him like
that's
that.
Bad.
He's a gambler now.
We are!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.